Hallelujah, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Clearly, we are here today to give thanks for and celebrate the glorious resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Just 3 days ago, we remembered Jesus' suffering, unimaginable suffering and death on the cross. 3 days later, we stand here giving thanks for his resurrection. But it's not just Jesus' resurrection we share today, because we believe that Jesus was the first fruits of new life, of resurrection, and that we are partakers in that. We share in that resurrection as it becomes possible for all humans to live in the glory of God's presence and promise. But in the midst of all this, I think we need to remember that the story of Easter isn't just a story about something that seemed totally unimaginable, but it's something more importantly about reconciliation. It's about bringing all things together in and under the power of God himself. Resurrection is about making us together with God. It's interesting, in the book of Revelation, we hear about the creation of a new heaven and a new earth. And we hear that the recreated heaven comes down from heaven to earth. Think about it. Heaven, new life, paradise, this bringing together of God and humanity isn't something that happens out there or up there somewhere, but it's something that happens here in our midst. God creates a new Jerusalem. God creates new life. And as Jesus was raised from the dead, so we too are raised to the life of that kingdom which God brings to us every day. It's not something we have to wait for. It's not something that is somewhere else, but it is here in our midst, and that is what we celebrate this day. Again, in the book of Revelation, it's interesting that as the new heaven and the new earth are brought together, we hear how people come from every corner of creation to inhabit God's kingdom. So it's not like the Garden of Eden, some pristine place with birds and flowers, but to me it's like a thriving urban city where people of every race and creed and belief come together under the power of God. That is what we celebrate today. Not just our individual sharing in the new life that God promises in the resurrection of Jesus, but that God is making all creation new. And that this very world in which we inhabit, is some way transformed through the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ into something new and beautiful. As many of us turned on the news this morning or heard the news driving down, horrible things continue to happen in our world. Things that we can't even imagine. But God is here. And God has given us the power and the promise to be his children, and to raise us up and to raise all creation up into something new. and something beautiful. Today, we remember the resurrection and give thanks for the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we give thanks for that event, let us all remember that we share in that, and that God is not only transforming and making us new, but He's making all creation new in and through that power. Revelation 21 says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with humanity. He will dwell with them, and they will be His people, and God Himself will be with them as their God. And He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Neither shall there be mourning or crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things, through the power of this resurrection we celebrate, have passed away.' And He who was seated on the throne said, 'Behold, I make all things new.'" Hallelujah. Christ is risen. Please stand as we say together the Nicene Creed.